Уважаемый господин
Chair, High Commissioner, the Russian Federation would like to congratulate the leadership and all staff members of the UNHCR on the anniversary of the establishment of this organization. For 70 years now, the effective humanitarian activity of the UNHCR has saved millions of people and has proven itself to be a key component in upholding international peace, security, and stability. The growing scale of forced displacement today, especially in situations of major crises, has made the UNHCR more essential than ever. Russia shares the concern of the UNHCR with respect to the spread of COVID-19. The coronavirus infection is a new global challenge, including for the protection of persons of concern. We note the efforts of the UNHCR to prevent the spread of the infection, its cooperation with states to include refugees in national virus combating programs, the provision of information campaigns, the supply of medicines, the improvement of water and sanitation in refugee camps, hospitals, schools, and other facilities. Russia supports this work, including financially. It is necessary to provide assistance to especially vulnerable refugees and IDPs, as well as to states hosting them. We believe it is unacceptable, however, to use such assistance for political or other aims. We are convinced that international humanitarian activities must be based on the principles of humanity, neutrality, independence, and impartiality, strictly complying with sovereignty and territorial integrity of states and with their consent. We believe it is crucial to refrain from any kind of trade wars or sanctions or other restrictive measures which undermine countries' efforts to fight COVID-19. Mr. Chairman, the Russian Federation appreciates the efforts of the UNHCR to implement the Global Compact on Refugees and the outcomes of the Global Forum on Refugees, which we hope will assist in strengthening the international protection regime for refugees and improve the effectiveness of the UNHCR's activities within its existing mandate. The foundation for this is the 1951 Refugee Convention and the 1967 Protocol to it, which our country is strictly complying with. We reiterate our position that settling conflicts by political and diplomatic means in countries of origin and assisting them in their socioeconomic recovery is a key element in improving the situation of refugees, in providing for their returns and putting an end or preventing further waves of forced migration. We call on the UNHCR to continue implementing Russia's initiative for voluntary repatriation of Syrian refugees and assisting them to reintegrate in their home country. We believe this is crucial to reduce the burden on host countries. Russia has traditionally supported the UNHCR in reducing the numbers of stateless persons. We are particularly concerned by large numbers of stateless persons in the Baltic states. The UNHCR has recognized this problem. We believe it should remain on its agenda. Mr. Chairman, in keeping with international obligations of our country enshrined in our legislation, we provide assistance to all foreign citizens and stateless persons, regardless of their origin, faith, ethnic, or racial background, and we provide for their social integration into Russian society. Currently, there are 28,000 foreign nationals in Russia from 53 states which have the status of refugee or have been granted temporary asylum. We note that in connection with the new coronavirus infection, Russia has taken additional steps to reduce the epidemiological risk amongst foreign citizens and stateless persons. This is primarily reflected in the presidential decree, which suspends the expiry dates of a number of documents, including refugee documents, certificates on ongoing asylum reviews, certificates on the granting of temporary asylum, and this decree also suspends decisions to rescind refugee or temporary asylum status. We believe that this is essential to provide for full support for these persons in these difficult epidemiological circumstances. A comprehensive modernization of Russian legislation is reflected in the framework migration policy of the Russian Federation for 2019 and to 2025, and presidential decrees which provide for legislative amendments, including improving the institution of asylum. For example, we will be adopting an asylum law, which will be regarded as a separate legislative act, which provides for improved assistance to foreign citizens seeking asylum in the Russian Federation. Our country continues to adopt measures in line with the Global Compact, aiming to facilitate the integration into Russian societies by asylum seekers. Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, allow me to reassert that the Russian Federation is continuing to provide multifaceted assistance to the UNHCR, including donor assistance. Thank you.